What are the Tzoltal people? If you are like many, you likely have no idea. The Tzoltal is a tribe of indigenous rural people. As you may expect, they have myths and legends they follow. They often contain messages and very strange elements. The story we wish to share with you tonight is a perfect example. Tonight, you'll hear of a brother who sinned against another, over and over and over. This story shall be told to you all by our four lovely hosts, Tyler Tiskowski, Marcus Augustine, Nick Blitz, and Carden Ho. Our story begins one fateful and rather frightful day. A trail lies in the middle of the woods. Two brothers walk together, having gone off to work in these woods alone. They feel a sense of relaxation. Everywhere they look, they see signs of peace. The tranquil rivers, the fresh pine scent looming over the land, water and air, and the blossoming flowers filling their noses and eyes with beauty. They pause here on the glorious and bountiful fields of flowers under the stunning sky from in between the trees to relax and enjoy the world around them.
While they were looking at the earth's beauty, the brothers would work gathering tree branches, berries, weed, cows, dogs, anything that would be useful for their tribe. When they were done, it was time for the older brother to do his thing, which was killing his younger brother. The elder, in a true act of chivalry, ended his brother's life, unscarred by what he did. The murder was actually pretty simple. Just a quick cut to the neck, and the brother's head was gone. There was blood, of course, whenever you murder anything, but it didn't really affect him at all. After the older brother was walking back home, the younger brother's body would regain consciousness, grab his decapitated head, as if nothing happened. For some reason, the younger brother would not die. To solve this strange issue, the older one grabbed the head, kicked it into a random hole in the ground, and for the body, he sliced it in pieces as if it was llama meat. He wasn't really surprised by this, because they'd been doing this for like 3 years.
We interrupt this message to bring you an important disclaimer from the sponsor of this podcast. So firstly, thank you to Raid Shadow Legends for the sponsorship. Very nice. So speaking of murder, have you had the want to kill? Well, Raid Shadow Legends offers you just that. In this virtual environment, you can kill whoever you want. And guess what? There's no punishment. Blood and guts of your players splattered everywhere? No problem. Just try it up all again. In all honesty, however, the game is very fun and complex. But the ad for the game gets even better. We have our own promo code. If you use the code 24675678772634PO, you'll obtain a new character special for the podcast, and they start at level 10. Once again, thanks Raid Shadow Legends. Now back into the story.
While the older brother was awestruck, the younger brother took this opportunity to hit his brother in the head with beeswax to knock him out. He then leapt down to the bottom of the tree and started to chip away at its base. A gopher also helped gnaw at the tree's roots, which is why they don't have bones today, because it's made of beeswax. As the tree tipped, Blue Sun fell out of it, and his body split apart into thousands of pieces, each piece morphing into animals that exist in the world today. When the younger brother got home, the mother with sadness in her eyes asked if he had killed his older brother. He responded quickly but calmly to his mother that he did not, but soon her pets would arrive. As he said that, animals from all over the forest and many regions began to arrive. The mother, filled with relief and joy, laughed. The laugh was so joyous and loud that it echoed through the cosmos. The younger brother did warn her, though, that if she laughed too hard, their tails would come off. This is why deers, boars, and rabbits don't have tails today. The one animal that she loved the most, though, was a rabbit. She still keeps it by her side forever and holds it in the moon till today.
The death of anyone is a tragic thing, really. The murder of someone is horrific. The act of a human murdering his own brother is unthinkable, unfathomable. One can very clearly see the influence of mythical Greek gods upon a person, for better or for worse. This may very well be why the older brother was persuaded to murder his brother, and why the younger brother was always saved. Indigenous people and rural tribes often worship spirits and deities and seek both information and entertainment, as often included in their stories. Of course, this is merely legend. Were it not for the slight signs of realism in the text, it could even be a myth. We hope you keep this in mind. Thank you for tuning in with us tonight.